Good morning, all. Actually, it's a tool about based on a relative question. It's a contextual find and replacement tool based on a relative question. Okay. Actually, it's influenced by the Dabbawala system. That is a it's a local system in Mumbai for delivering different boxes. I'll just share the story of what the problem and how we derived a solution from a real world inspiration like that. I'll just set the context. Back in 2012, actually the company called Calicito, and they developed a industry first data logging solution. It will collect machine data from a different format, RC42, Modbus, like that, different formats it will collect, and it will put it in a server like that. From there, people can visualize the machine data like that. We developed a solution. Actually, the solution developed for more than 2 years. It from sensor to cloud platform like that. That time itself, we crossed the license issue of MySQL to PostgreSQL. Very initial, we developed the solution in MySQL. Then after, once we in the end of the stage, that time suddenly the MySQL license was changed. So we also forced to change to PostgreSQL. There is a big work in there. That time the product owners want to launch the product after that. Then there is a sudden tweak. That time, actually the product is planned to host in cloud by subscription manner. People can access and use like that. We had a plan. Okay, but unfortunately, that time before 10 years back, here market is not that much matured. Usually, the product the machine owners and plant owners want that the product should be in the premises itself. They don't want to give the data to cloud. They want to have the product inside their premises itself. Suddenly there is a change came. It's a big challenge only to that time, because once we put the product in their premises, mean there will be multiple issues will come. One thing is we got to protect the IP. Sometimes they were tampering the data also. Security also will become a question mark like that will come. So the product one was little measure up, and they want to do some secure steps so the investment can be saved like that. They are also in a situation. Hello. Okay. When we decided to go for the on-premise implementation, that time we reviewed the various security options which way we can protect like that. We checked for various options. Okay, in that there is a one possibility is either we can put a hardware key in server, or either we can put a digital certificate. But none of the things are worked well and are suitable for that time also. Finally, they decided to obfuscate the code. So we can crypt the code means somewhat we can protect our IP and avoid from software tampering. Some like that we had a minimal option. So they said that at least we can obfuscate our code. So some extent we can protect our code like that. We had a decision that time. Okay. Up to this, able to follow the context. Hello.
Yes. Sorry, I was muted. Okay. But yes, if you can speak a little bit slower, I think that will help you.
Okay. Till now, I just conveyed the context about the product, and the product has to be code obfuscate like that. There is a situation arises due to the market situation. It's back some 10 years back. This is a situation. Okay. But the application developed for more than 2 years. And it has more than 360 files. More than 360 files it has, and also it has many libraries that developed for more than 6 years. Like the old libraries are there, and the main it's a template based system. Whenever there is a file is called, there will be data model layer will be there. All the things will be worked in Perl script or PHP script. After that, by template we will visualize the data like that. It's a template based system. So any file has a three things. Either it has a server file, and it has a template file, and it has a validation file. So three files will be there. And the system has a dashboard, and desk things are implemented in PHP, and UI oriented things, and some specific display components to the project implemented in JS, and there are plenty of graph and automated email reports implemented in Perl. So it has a mixture of all the things. So in this time, we want to the obfuscation became little challenge like that. So initially, what the company, what the product on trade means, they tried the obfuscation softwares available in the market, directly available in the market. But what the problem is, the code obfuscator tools, whatever available in the market, generally they meant for only one language, one license only. If it is JavaScript, it will do JavaScript. If it is PHP, it will do PHP. But they didn't combine PHP and JS like that. Never to do like that. For each language, you have to purchase license like that, one situation. And another thing also, even if we can obfuscate the code PHP separately and Perl separately, means also the communication between the code will not continue. The code will break, obviously. So the commercial tool, we're unable to use the commercial tools, is not at all fit for that situation. So they planned internally to use the by C or shell script. They tried out by basic grep. They tried out. But the thing is the communication between the languages. For example, there is a HTML form is there. HTML form, so many elements will be there. It should be submitted in PHP or Perl. That will be received in PHP and Perl. Like that, there is a continuity process is there. That thing they unable to handle it out. It became it became a dead end like that. So whenever since it's a 360 files and it's a big working application, if you do changing everything, testing the everything, those things also became very much complicated. So the company was in there is a mashup, and they already invested for 2 years and they invested some multi-million, but without the code obfuscation, they don't want to move further. But the code obfuscation became a mounting challenge, became like that came. So after that, they approached us. Then we are also in a dark only. So that time we have a glimmer of hope with a small Perl model. Already we had it in internally. We had a Perl model, that's a 5-folder tree like that. We had a one small Perl model. It will traverse for folder by folder, it will traverse. If you give some pattern based on the pattern, if it is find and replace also, it can do single level, not chain level. It's a single level, it will do. And whatever things changed, it will have a log like that, it will keep. This small thing we had at the time. So we thought that using that, we can solve the solution like that, we thought that. But the problem is the communication between languages, the scale of the file, and the different languages, and the replacement trial outs. For every trial, we have to check again, and we have to see what are things are changed. Those facilities are not there. Without that, the maturing system also, it will become a challenge like that. And we are also little bit how to solve the problem like that. We are also in a little dead end like that. We also thought that there is no way to do that if obfuscating the solution may not work like that. There is a slightly we had a thought on that. But whenever there is a problem arises like this, we always thought that we will take some inspiration from the existing systems, not IT system, some other system we can take inspiration from. That other we can try out algorithm like that. We had a thing. Even Perl allows many way. It has a good expression, as we all know that. So that we thought that we can search for some other complicated simple system. A simple thing will be, we explored for some system which system can give solution like that. We just looked around for that. That time there is a trigger came. Actually, we had one Dabbawala system in Indian city of Mumbai. Actually, simply it's a tiffin box delivery system only. From home, they will collect and give it in our office, and office they will collect the empty box and give it in the home like that. It's a specific system. It matches to Mumbai only, because in Mumbai suburban railway, it will be one of the crowded train in the world. Per square feet, more than 8 to 9% will stand in the train. So there is no question of carrying any bag or something like that. Simply traveling the train itself is a big challenge. At the same time, in Mumbai city, the food and those things are little very expensive. So the middle class people, what will they do? The Dabbawalas will collect the tiffin box from their home, and they will deliver in their office. After the afternoon, same process, they will collect the empty box and they will give it into home like that. They have a system. The system has not much technical infrastructure. It has more than 100 years old. Okay, every day they are managing lakhs of different box, different box like that. But only thing is, even though the dabbawalas who are involved in the people, they are semi illiterate only. They have some basic grade education only. So with that, they manage the system with a simple coding system that they had, and a simple coding system, and they have swan intelligence like that. They had a one minimal system. The system, how it works means I will just show a little detail on that. Okay. The thing is, for each area, there will be one person will be there. The person will collect all the different boxes and put it in cycle, and from cycle they put it into the nearest railway station. From the in the railway station, they will sort the different boxes to which area it has to be reached like that. They will separate the different boxes. Then the different buses will be loaded into the particular train. Even sometimes the train may not be straight train. They will manage. They will transfer for multiple trains. Once they reach the different bus, reach the destination station. From there, it will go to the particular office or particular person like that. It will reach. The same way it will go reverse also. For that, they have a simple coding system. I just put a simple code that is in green color and red color. Since they are illiterate, they only know the station name. They know. For each station, there will be short code will be there. Under the station, the area will be separated in 1, 2, 3 or ABC like that. They have an internal coding system. They have that. Okay. For a particular this code, they have a system. It is a originating station, that is village quarry like that. One place is there in Mumbai. From that, they have to collect. They have to reach it in the system. Number 3 is the destination system. In the destination station, they have some area that is mentioned, area number 9. In that, they have one building called Air India. In that, they have 12th floor like that, one idea they have there. This is a simple system. By 5-6 numbers, they will match any address in Mumbai along with the station like that. With that system only, they are doing that. They are managing things. So it's given a strike for that. So we can also, either we can make a system, a code-based system. We have to only give the code. By the code, the next step should be carried automatically. The whole cycle is interconnected, but yeah, every system should be just will take the input and output like that, the same way we just tried a system. I'll just show it out how we implemented along with that. We have to also upscale to code in different languages. So the same way dabbawala splitting the area, we just splitted the HTML element, PHP, Perl, like the different areas we separated that. Each has a different type of find and replacement as that. Okay. So once we given the area, once we set that HTML element or PHP or Perl, for that HTML element, what are the files should be processed. It can be some 3-4 locations. It can be more than multiple locations. It will be there. So like that, how they are collecting the different box, we just collected the file by the definition. These in this area, in this folder, we have to take all the files like that. We'll be taken that. Okay. The same way they sending the different box to train some other person. Some other person will sort and load to the destination address. Same way we just taken the file and given into a process center. Process center. In this process center, multiple patterns will be there. The patterns will process based on that. Either it will do key generation or replacement based on the need, it will do it. The same way how they solved the problem, the same way we are also just thought that the same way will work like that. We had a minimal, we thought that, and the same way we implemented it also. I will show the practical demo, I will show it out. Up to this, able to follow it up?
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fine. Okay, now will I show the practical demo? I will show it out. Okay. Now consider this a minimal system. This is a minimal Perl-based system. It has it is a master setup. It will add one field. It's a one column system. We will call it as a one column system. Okay. So we can add it. Okay, now we add it up. Okay, if you look the file for this system, there is a HTML file will be there for the form. There's a template file will be there. Then there are various parameters will be there. These things should be replaced like that, our situation, because these things are communicating from HTML element to server. It's going, so these things, first of all, we have to crypt it out. Same way for this simple, for the one column, we have a short name like that, one field is there. Okay, the same way in Perl also, we receive the short name, process it, and insert the query like that. Many ways it's crossed in that, and crossed in that file. Same way in validation also, the short name will be used to validate the condition like that. This is the original file of that. Okay, now if you want to replace, means we have to replace all the things here, everywhere. The communication should be properly, we have to follow it up. So we have different process, we implement different process for that, like that, their action. In Dabbawala, they have two operations. One, they have to collect, and they have to return the empty. Like that way, we build for a key generation like that, one action we did that. It will do, what are the keys should be replaced first like that, it will process it out. For example, short name, it should be replaced because it is a HTML element. So wherever HTML element is there, those things are captured and shown also. Which line, like that, the file name in the file, the which line the parameter is there like that in shown. So it is easy to evaluate. If there is a problem also, we can monitor and trace it. Same way HTML file also, what are the things are there in HTML, we have to capture it by ID equal to name. In Perl also, those things are captured in Perl. That time we used to CGI. So CGI param, we receive the short name, and those things also there, those things also captured. Like that, we will generate the keys. What are the things should be first of all replaced like that, we will generate the key. If you check the generate the key, it is the key. For each key, what should be the crypted value should be replaced like that. We generated a keyword file for that. Okay. After that, before replacing, because after replacing, validating will be a different thing. So before replacing, the system will run a trial run. Where are the things should be going to be replaced like that, we have a one cycle that is called a key replacement show like that. One thing is there, it will show where are the chances are to replace. Same way, earlier wherever short name is there, instead of short name, we have some other PPCB code will be there. This is in HTML file. This is in JS file, the validation, and this is JS file, and this is in Perl file also, we are receiving the thing. So the communication is there. So we know that it's properly like that, it's made like that. Okay. After that, there is a replication will happen. During the replication, duplicate file will be created in different location. It will be created. Initially, it was a base system. After the replacement, it will be created in a base out like that. One system will be created. Here, the communication will be code equal to one. So the new system, instead of code, it has some other crypted code will be there. Okay. So by the crypted code, it will the same functionality, but the code is crypted in backend. If you see the code, things are crypted. Wherever the communication are there, those things are crypted. Okay. Even if you want to see the file, now wherever the short names are there, the things are now replaced to a different file. Instead of short name, the things are replaced. It's a new file. able to understand the thing, able to.
Yes, yes.
Okay, fine. Fine. This is a system created in 2012, like that. After that, we just, the time system was, we lacked only in a one folder only. Repetitive folders, it will not work. Only one folder only, it will work. It has some, the definitions are not not user friendly manner. It has some bulk definition like that there at that time. Now we slowly improved the code. Now we have a new system. That system will work on recursive folders. It will work recursively. It will work. Now we are using this tool for code quality check and code validation. Like that way we are using that. I'll just show you on small sample of how it is capturing PHP variables in a particular project like. Actually, this is one PHP player project. It is a base framework like that. Okay, in that so many PHP files will be there. For each PHP file, there will be a definitions file will be there. It is a modular like that. Each module there will be a one PHP file for form and one PHP file for disk like that. It has so many files will be there. Okay, now we want to know in the entire system what are the variables declared, so that we can know that how many variables totally we declared. What are the duplication things we use? What are the rules we broken like that? We want to for analyze thing. We have one minor thing we have for this. For this, the definition will be simple. Now we have a RX definition. In the definition, we have to say that what are the things we have to process for different actions. We have two actions, key generation like that, one action we have. In that key generation, we have process to the def folder and the INC folder. The def folder have more than 50 folders it has. Each folder, it has some, again, folders will be there, PHP files will be there. Okay, same way INC also. So it, just like that above action like that, in that action for that we have multiple process centers we have. The process center has here one action has. This action will have the pattern for that. What are things we have to check and what are things we have to capture and what are things we have to show it for the user like that we have only. One for the finding the PHP variable and another for replacing the PHP variable like that. We have some basic small thing. So PHP is simple. If it is a variable, it only start with the dollar. And another way, if it is object, means this and something will be there. We are just doing a simple pattern for matching the variable and matching the this variables like that. We have one small pattern. Okay. For calling that, we have to define what is the RX definition and what is the action we want. Whether it's a key generation, key replacement, or just we have to show the key replacement like that. So once we given the key generation, it will traverse all the files. It may take some time because it has some more files are there. So nearly more than 196 files are there. Each file, what are the variables we declare like that, it will show it out. Mostly we use some generalized way only. Then here it will help to identify what are the variables totally we created like that. Now we by file we seen the things. At the same time, it has a keyword creation also, so we can know that. Okay, this is the file now created. Now totally we have, so we can know that. Totally we have 792 variables, we have that. So we have some rules on that, how the upper value will be there. So these are breaking the rules. So by using that, we are somewhat, it is using to monitor the code quality also. Same way, some bulk find and replacement also, we are managing with that. Presently, the documentation is not much, not in a user-friendly way. So we are just creating this kind of document for that. So we plan to put it in open source by this month or before May, like that. We just had a target and we are working on that. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
That's all, Max.
Yes. Thank you very much for your presentation. And let me just show you the audience for a moment. I just have to mute my audio.
Okay. Hello, all. Thanks. Any specific questions? If there's, I can. Questions or suggestions?
Yes, thank you very much for your interesting presentation. And we also had some questions in the chat. First of all, the question by Martin was, what intent was addressed by obfuscation that copyright could not solve for you?
Copyright not, but since the system is installed in the claim premises, they should not reverse, they should not change something under trial and error like that, they should not do. So even though if they taken the code, they should not be able to modify it. So and understanding the code, it will take some time. So that is the intention at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I personally liked very much your analogy to Dabbawala, but I'm not sure if I misunderstood. Is Dabbawala a customer, or it is just the method you are using for
authentication? No. Dabbawala is a general system. We just get inspiration from the system. It's a big system, but we can say that it's a swan intelligence like that. We can say that everybody is illiterate, but they are running a best world class system, delivering lakhs of conversations every day without much technology.
Yeah, okay, so yes, the inspiration is clear there, but the thing I did not understand is the tiffing box return, you don't need that in your system, do you? I mean, or do you go from the obfuscated code?
Obfuscated code, sometimes we want to reverse also, sometimes we may need to check it out. Reversing also, sometimes we may need.
Okay. Yeah. So yes, so you do not only develop and test locally with the clear version, you also go then
reverse also. Sometimes we may do like that also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the last question is, you talked a bit about releasing parts of it as open source.
Yes.
Is the obfuscation tool available online? Or is that something?
It's not available online now. Just we have it in our server only. So the obfuscation has many parts like that. We for PHP, PHP variables, PHP functions, PHP associate arrays like that. We have series of patterns are there, and Perl also same way. We have patterns. We have patterns for variable hashes and arrays and the functions. Packet modules also like that. We have that. The pattern was more than some tool and patterns like that is there combining all the things. So there is much documentation is needed for that. So still now we just used it for ourselves. We didn't put any documentation for that. So somebody want to use it, that means you need a little better documentation. So now we have some intents. By that, we just trying to make some document and put it in online. I thought that more than the pattern, it has a base system. It has, so somebody write a pattern, they can extend it for the base system. So the base system will do the process, will do the reversing, will create the log, those things the base system will take care of that. Somebody can only write the pattern and put it, it means it, by that way the system can be extended, like there is CPAN model. Somebody can write and write a pattern and put it, that means it can be extended for multiple use cases also. It can be extended. That's what we are looking on that. Mm-hmm. We're cooking also. Hopefully, if I'll put it, it means I will inform you, inform the Mangal group, I will inform you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then to more organizational things. Your slides seem not to be linked from the conference website. Can you
put
a link to your slides?
Yes, I can share it.
And also, I don't think it has arrived already, but we sent you a conference t-shirt in the mail. So,
okay. Yeah,
I don't know how quick it will come, but
okay. Hopefully
it will arrive in 2 weeks or something.
Okay. You can send it, means you can send the tracking code or tracking number, so yes. I can follow up here.
Yes. So, yes, thank you again very much for your time and for the interesting presentation. And yes, have a nice day.
Okay, I'm also trying my best. I may have little communication issues. Maybe I will try to improve it out and give you a better presentation next time.
Thank you.